Even though Wisconsin has a long history of beer making and beer drinking, hops are no longer grown commercially here. Instead, brewers import them from the Pacific Northwest or from Europe. Kirby Nelson is the brewmaster at Capital Brewery in Middleton. He buys up to 14,000 pounds of hops every year. Starting this summer, he and many other brewers like him found the humble hop hard to come by.
It's unprecedented. I mean, there are rumors of people actually bribing hop buyers to try to get hops cut loose, and they just can't because they're not there.
For years, there's been a glut of hops on the market, but an increased thirst for local and regionally made craft brews has depleted that supply. Plus, Kirby says the British hops were flooded this year, Europe's crop was hit by hail, and in Australia, a drought kept harvests down.
And that means major panic. An example, one of my hops that I use from Germany is called Northern Brewer. We use it for bittering in our Pilsner. I was this year paying $3.95 a pound. All of a sudden, that hop dries up. I manage to sneak out a few more boxes to get me through the next year, but at a cost of $13.95 a pound. So the price of that hop went up significantly overnight.
Nelson says most brewers are taking a wait-and-see attitude before deciding how much of the cost to pass along to consumers. In the meantime, there could be more bad news on the beer horizon. Nelson says wheat and malted barley have also been hit by bad weather. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.